happened to me in the studio. We were introduced last time to the din. Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippurim Afrishin Kain Godol Mibesel Elishkas Parhedrin. That was a special Mokim Yuchid, as the Gemara describes later on. The studio describes where that exactly was. For which, for 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, the Kohen had to be mafresh, separate himself, and be to this designated place. And besides that, we learned one or two other protim about the preparation for Yom Kippur, Maskin Eloi Kohen Acher, Shema Yer Aboi Psul, which is a halacha, another halacha muskim in the Mishnah, that we need to prepare a deputy in case the Kohen was to become posel, Tomei, and therefore somebody else we need to take his place. And there was a machlokes in the Mishnah whether or not we will also be masak, whether we will also put into place another wife, which B'mokam HaTzorich would replace his wife if such the circumstances would be necessary in order to facilitate the din of Beisoy, the Chippa Badu about Beisoy. And we discussed last time, Shaila Rishonim, whether this chelik is Makif, Prisha is a discussion in the Gemara, whether it's Makif. Akaponim, but focusing Be'ike, as the Sugis do in the first few blats of the Gemara, on the din Prisha, the Gemara, after the Tchilas HaSugia, introduced a totally different concept, a different idea of Prisha, which the Gemara subsequently goes on to say runs parallel to our Mishnah, and both of them the Gemara finds Makoris in the Psukim as to where they come from. Where is this other din Prisha that the Gemara quoted? And that's the din which stated the Mishnah in Paro, which the Mishnah quotes, that the Gemara quotes at the beginning of the Sugya, that Shinas Yomim Koidim Srefas Aporo, Hoyim Afrishin Koinas Srefas Aporo Libetso Ilelishka Shal Pnei Abiro. So Foina Mizrocho, the north and the east parts in Al Pnei Abira, there was a mokim was a mokim where they were meyached for the Kohen Hasayrif as Haporo to be designated 10 days before. The Gemara says that the Kohen Hasayrif was designated 7 days in advance in this mokim, which was there for him to prepare himself to. So, the Gemara goes on to explain, there's an actually interesting discussion about whether this was only the Kohen HaSoyref HaSapora, or whether this was the other Kohen which were involved with the preparation of the Eifa HaPora as well. As we know, in the preparation of the Eifa HaPora Aduma, there needed to be a Shechita Sapar, there needed to be a Hazor, a Zrika, Keneged, the Mokim of Migdosh. It actually wasn't done in the Migdosh, but it was done Keneged, the Mokim of the Migdosh, and then there was a Srefa, and subsequently the Eifa, the Gashes that were gathered, were then put away the Mishmeres for such time as they needed to be used to meet Matira, somebody which was to be Mace. So as we've explained last time, the Gemara discusses the process of preparing the Eifa. We're not actually talking about the process of Zrikas Ha, Eifer and the Mayim to be Matire the Tmei Meis, but we're talking about the process which happened a number of times in history by which the Kohen were to prepare the Eifer for use as to when the need arose. After them state that the Kohen HaSoyrif had to be prepared 7 days in advance of doing his the Malot of Avodah that he was doing, and we'll see soon what the Makori for this was to be. And there's an interesting discussion as to whether this din was only for the Kohen HaSoyref or also for the other Kohenim involved. Interesting, the Minchas Chinuch and Simon in Mitzvah Shin Tzalat Zayin in the Mitzvah of Eifer Paro says it's poshut that Soyref is not Dafka the Soyref. The other Kohenim who were involved equally needed, they were equally choshev and necessary and important in the Seder preparation, the Shechita, the Hazor, the Serifa. And they all equally needed to have the prisha of the 7 days in advance of each one, the maaser that they were to do. So it's poshut.
And the kohen does the hazor on the person.
No, we're not talking about it. We're not talking about the hazor on the person. No shaykhs. No shaykhs. This is absolutely important to understand that. It's got no shaykhs with the actual process of actually being matahir and the tmei meis. This has nothing to do with it. Matahir and tmei meis happened on a regular basis. Every day of the week that happened. This is talking about only the preparation of the eifer. But the preparation of the eifer required the shochat, noichach, the bnei olmoid, a hazor connected olmoid, the srefa sapora, etc. That's the Minchas Chinuch assumes pashtus that the din of this din of prisha goes on all the kohenim who are isik in the preparation of the eifa poro. It's interesting to note because if you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim and other Rishonim on the sugya over here, they make the Tosfos Yeshanim, just to quote a few words, although it's based on the sugyas later on, but it was about who needed to do what in this process. But Mafrishin Kohen Akoyin Asoyrif Asaporo, Aval Shah Kohenim Shoyasukim Asifas Aporo, Uvashar Asokeho, Kedema Bashmel the Kamon, Shaskane Vesela, Baporo, Loyo Mafrishin Lysol. The Mashmoz of the Tosafot Shalom is that it was Dafka the Soyrif and no one else. The Shah is why that should be. And that's a discussion also with other Rishonim, Tosafot Rosh in our Gemara. And we have to try and clarify why there should be a difference between the Kohen HaSeirif and the others, but that's what I must discuss based on Sugis later on. Sorry?
What's the
Seirif?
The one who lights the match, or the one who throws the whole Pora onto it?
The fact is, the Lachach HaSeirif, the Hafosuk HaSeirif, for the one who... It's already Lachach HaShchita, it's a Shochat and a Sarab, so whatever the Asik of Seirif involved. Akaponim. So the Shaila is, but it's an interesting Shaila, whether this was only the Seirifah Zaporah, or the other avodas that were involved in the preparation of Pora as well. As the Machlas Chinuch understands Kepashtas, that there's no difference between them in the Chi of Prisha. And this, the Rishonim over here, Mashma Dafka, that perhaps maybe Dafka the Soyuf. Akaponim, so the Gemara told us, as a Mishnah state, at least the Kohen HaSoyuf, that he needs Prisha 7 days before he did his the Maisa of his Esik with the Pora, the Sreifas HaPora. To the designated place, Al Pnei Abira Tzofeinu Mizrocho, the Mishnah goes on to explain exactly what the Tzofeinu Mizrocho, what the importance of that, what the relevance of these particular Mekomis were. The Lishkas Beisa Evan Hosa Nikras, and this room, this designated place where the Kohen HaSoyrif had to be Nifrash, where he separated himself, so that was called the Lishkas HaEvan. Why was this room or this chamber called Lishkas HaEvan? So the Gemara, why was that? Because the Lomo Nikra Shemo Lishkas Beis Oeven Shekol Ma'asel B'chlei Glolim U'chlei Avonim U'chlei Adomo. All the various avodas that were to be done were done in Kalim which were not roi to be Mekabel Tuma. The reason for which, as we mentioned last time, was because Heyois that they were Metamin Eskoyin Asoyrif Es Aporo U'matbiru Noisei Lohitzio Milibin Shel Tzedokim Shehoyo Emrim B'moirove Hashemesh Hoysanasis the king of Rabbanon, the king of Rabbanon, the king of Adomo, the Lord of Kabletum, the king of Zelzul Bo. That means to say, Azoi. Hey, yes, we mentioned last time there was a very, very great machlikas. One of the Yesodistic machlikas that there were between the Tzdukim and the Chachmei HaTorah was in this halacha of whether a Tzvul Yoim was kosher to do this to be Oisik in the preparation of the Poro. And Kepashtas, as I said, that he is that the Torah was makbid so much in the Torah of Mechatos, to have added Tvulyoim is somebody who was Tomei, who was to tire himself in the mikveh, but he needs to wait till the end of the day to clear his full Torah. The halacha of Tvulyoim, the halacha of somebody who's been in the mikveh and waiting still for Hara of Shemesh is, that's for Chulin is considered Tahir, but it's still Tomei the Truma. Tahichel Truma, you have to wait till night. How many the Tzedekim Getainet Avanda, somebody who's in such a situation waiting for Her of Shemesh, Avanda is possible for Efer Por? That's possible. Und the Chachomam Gesot Mishkanzen. The Chachomam Medaik Ben Apostle, but here's our Torah Latome, the Apostle that we saw last time, to be Medaik Amirid Dikachidish. That's somebody who has already been Yotze from the Mikveh, he's already done that process of Tara, although he still needs Har of Shemesh, he's allowed to be Oisik and Efer Porim. So, Gavaltik Echidish in the Heter, what Truma cannot do, and Kodesh certainly can't do, Efer Porim is Mutig based on Apostle. Hagamas Kol Maaseh was Nasa Batara with a Gavaltik Pik Peder, but there was one Grace Heter which Chazal Dashan from the Apostle, which was the cause of a great controversy between the Tzekim and the Chachamim. So, the Chachamim wanted to prove their point. To show the halacha that even somebody who's still waiting for Her of Shemesh is kosher to Beisik Tvulyoy, is kosher to Beisik in Poro. So what they did was, they were Metame the Kohen, he went to be Metame himself in the Mikvah, Hashem said before the Mikvah, Zuchatome, he was Metame himself in the Mikvah, and he continued to do the process before Her of Shemesh, in order to show the Drosh of Chazal, to verify, to confirm, to make the point that it's Mutter, but Kodem Her of Shemesh to be Oisik. But in order that they shouldn't be understand from this any kind of kulis in any other areas of Hilchos Tuma V'Tahara, so they were makbid to go there to the other extreme, as Kol Ma'aseh was b'chiniglolim v'chayavonim, the kind of material of kelim which is not shaykh to Kabbalah Tuma, it's not made out of a material which can be Mekabel Tuma. In order that the zahiris around this Kohen HaSoyrif should be extra care, so be such that we shouldn't make any mistake that there's any kind of leniency in any other area of the Tuma. Now we mentioned this last time, we finished off last time with an interesting machlokes Rishonim, as to how they were matame this koyin. The Rambam and Rashi Chagiga says they were metamim with a tumah deraisa. They took a tumah sheretz. This kohen that were metamim with the sheretz to become tumah atumim and atur. He went into the mikveh. He became a tzvul yoyim, and then he continued to do the process of the taras eifa poro. So he was a tzvul yoyim from a tumah deraisa. Tosis says, and this is the Tosis that we saw inside Tosis by us in the Gemara and Beis Amud Aleph. Lav betumah deraisa metamale avada. They didn't allow him to become tumah with the tumah deraisa. To have a mezalzel ulukula hai, avada, there wouldn't have been mekel, there wouldn't have been mezalzel in the tumah to introduce him to a tumah deraisa. The mistakes that could have been made in such a level of tumah is something which Chazal wouldn't have wanted, just to prepare in order to make their point about the against the tzedekim. But what they did was a shait. And Tosfos, it's a very interesting machlokes, is discussed widely amongst the rishonim exactly what they did. But Tosfos understands that what they did was the following: state that the big day Adarab Amrinon, that was a paid of big day of Kodesh, etc. Elokin Islam, the Peregim was after Sparo, Somchu Yudeim al Roshay, Vaimim Loi Ishi Kain Godel, Reil Tvoil Achas, the Machmas Shenoigim Vei Chashvina Leke Tomei Tumid Rabbonon, the Echava Kainim, Chashivik Tomeim, Legabedi Davdik, the Medris Lachatel to the Precious. Regular Kainim, even those who are Uchle Kodesh, Midrabonon are considered Tomei legaba, somebody who is Isik in Chatos. Chatos is the highest darga of sensitivity to Tumah, that even a regular Kohen who's so careful about his Madriga of Tumah Batara that he's Eichel Kodesh, or but legaba, somebody who is Isik in Chatos, is considered a Tomei. So what they did was, the Kohen, a regular Kohen, it was Eichel Kodesh, it was perfectly Tohir for a regular, even Kodesh purposes, he touched this Kohen who was going to be Isik in Chatos. And the fee, this level of Tumad Rabbonon, that Eichle Kodesh, Altmei, Medris, Keilu, Legaba, those who are Isik and Chatos, so he needed to be Mematayr himself from this Tumah of Noigim by the Eichle Kodesh, and then he became a Tvulioim from this Tumah, from this sensitivity of Chazal, of this Madrega of Tumah, and then he was Mataira himself in the Mikvah, and with being a Tvulioim from that Tumah, he went then and continued doing the process of Chatos. So I must mention last time the following. Rom Zalazang is unto Gefreit, a very interesting aura. If we're trying to be Moitzi Min Ibn Shal Tzedekim, then what we're doing over here does very little to be Moitzi from the Tzedekim, because this Tumad Rabbonon, this Gezeira of our Harchokad Rabbonon, that somebody is Eichli Kodesh, is Tomei for Isik Bechatos, is certainly not a halacha which is Niskabu with the Tzedekim. So our Vita Gezeira the Rabbonon, the Tzedekim didn't go along with any of these Gezeiras the Rabbonon. So according to the Das al Tzedekim, this Kohen Isaac Bechatos was perfectly eligible to do the Sreifa Zachatos anyway. So this whole exercise of making him Tomei with the Tumah of Eichle Kodesh did very little to impress the Tzedekim about how we don't hold with them that somebody who needs Har of Shemesh is allowed to be Isaac in Chatos. So I must tell you a very interesting story. After I left the Shir last Sunday night, I met and I told him about this shayla which was nesoir in the Shia, this question about the shayla that the chayla hoisi b'lidin shal tzedekim doesn't seem to be relevant in the context of the way he did it. Altamik is up to Santa Zach. Said many years ago he was in Bnei Brak, and he passed punkt a shayla, there was a yid called Rav Moshe Malka Schulzinger, for those people who have ever heard about it. There is a Talmud Chochem, he used to say daily shir, and it was a dafa yemi shir, which he used to say for shalos aruchas. The grace to tell me the Chachamim, he used to go through the Sugis Be'im. Akapone, one day he passed his shir, and they were learning Yuma Daf Beis Amud Alef. And he was discussing this Gemara. And somebody sitting in the shir asked him this kasha. At Gefet, Rav Moshe Malka said, asked him the shayla, he says to him, he doesn't understand. What's the shaykh lohitzi the ribbon shal tzadeke bekunt it aces? According to Rashi and the Rambam, is very good. He was metamer to Masharet, to give in a tumah deraisa, and made as a harav shemesh a tumah deraisa, and lohitzi the ribbon shal tzadeke. The way Tosfos holds that the kind of tumah that they did is a tumah which is totally according to not recognized by the tzaddikim, it's made to the mishnah tzaddikim. Hatzim goes up to Gavaltik, he says you're making a very big mistake. He says you think when we talk about lohitzi and mishnah tzaddikim, we're talking to them. They will not be busy with the tzaddikim chamrenish tzaddik bechalal. When we talk about lohitzi and mishnah tzaddikim, we're talking to us. We're telling everybody should understand that none of us should be have a minute to go along with the teaching of the tzaddikim. To think that if somebody needs Har Hashem and needs Tumah, Alechach my Chazal, they did it, in order that we should also see. There wasn't a show that we were trying to do for the Tzedekim, where they did know in Israel. We weren't trying to impress or convert them. What we were trying to do is that everybody should understand not to be influenced by this idea of the tzaddikim, and not to chalila to be impressed by their tainas. Chazal made sure that amongst the chachmei haTorah, there is a oisik. I can hardly get emes what he's saying. So the initial fact is we're trying to go win the win of some chamam hitzay. No, we go to all the extent of what Chazal set up in order that we should understand that what they were suggesting is totally wrong. But also, as long as I have a minute. And Meila took us up, that doses by Chazal, given Arav Shemesh, is enough, Lahitzi, the Libish of Tzaddikim, that we shouldn't have such a habit of minute like the Tzaddikim. The Advorim, the Chayin, the Moed, so I can come on to get off from this terrace to the Shayin, the Shayin, which Rav Rome asked. Rabbi said, let's move on. This is Be'erach, where we left off last week, and I'd like to try and move on a little bit in the Sukkot. So the Gemara, just to finish off the few lines where the Gemara relates to this din of the Prisha of the Kohen Asoyrev, and then to get back to where the whole Makor of Prisha Bechlal may be. So the Gemara, Maishnot Sofonim Mizrocho, why is it punked in the north east corner, Kimel the Chatos he, the Chatos Tuna Sofonim, Uksiv Bo Al Noichach Pnei Al Moyed, Tekin Rabban Lishna Sofonim. Tafoyna Mizrocha Kehecha De Lahavale Hekeira. I'm used to say like this. It's very interesting. This Parah Be'etzem, although it was not done in the Mikdosh, it wasn't done in the Mikdosh, but it had certain halachas of Sheikhas to Mikdosh. One was in the din that the Torah called it Chatosi, Meidah Chatosi, and the Gemara Dashans in various places that the Gabba certain halachas, it has halacha like a Chatos, although it wasn't done by Kodesh Bechal, it was done by Chutz. It didn't have Kedusha's Chatos. It wasn't this Kaddish for Kedusha, because he couldn't do it, because he couldn't do the Shchitas Korban Bechutz. It didn't have a Torah's Korban Bechal. But Chatos, the Gemara Dashans, that it had to be done L'Shem Poro, it had to be done L'Shmo, like a Chatos. The Gemara Dashans, various halachas, which the process needed to be parallel to Chatos, although it wasn't technically brought, it didn't have Kedusha as such, and it wasn't brought in the Mikdash. But Akapon of Chutz, various halachas, the Gemara learns from Chatos. In order to remind ourselves that this is considered a shame chatos, so it was done. This Kohen prepared himself in a lishka which was tzofeino. Why? Because all the halachas is chatos is shchitos about tzofein. So it's in order that he should know that there's some kind of a resemblance to the tzofein, although this wasn't nishchat in the Hazara, and it wasn't nishchat but tzofein, but it was nishchat with something which had certain dinei chatos, so to remind himself the lishka was but tzofein. Why was it a Mizrach? Because the halacha is that the Hazor needed to be. We're seeing the Rashi. We almost end all the Rashi. Kimon the Chatos he. Chatos Nikras. Shenema. Lemei Nido Chatos he. The Chatos Tuna Tzofen. Chatois. Hakrevis. Bemizbech. Nishchotos Batzofen. Veloisha Zutu Una Tzofen. Shahari Nishchetes Barab Ishchot. This was Shechted Kenegid and Mokim Amigdash outside. It wasn't Bechlal then in a Mokim of Kedusha. But in order to remind ourselves that he had certain halachas of chatos, v'chatos tu natzofoid, yeah. Uksiv bepora el neichach pnei el moed, behazor asdoma, shu oimed behar mishcho, umeschaven v'roya pischoi shal heichol, shu bechoizel mizrochi, because it was connected to Mizroch, where this avoid, where the speaker needed to be done towards, the hazor is very interesting in this whole same process of chata, of poro, take the poro outside in the haramishcho, and do a shkita, and do a hazor, connected to el moed, in order to make him aware of both parts of the halacha of chatos and the positioning of where the hazor needed to be done, so in his prisha of 7 days prior to him actually doing this avoda, the halacha were to be that it needed to be betzefoina mizrocha.
You're talking about the soyrif.
Oh, the bederach agav, the zeh lichtig was that I wanted to mention, that was Rabbi Yitzchak Dovo Irigiven. If the halacha of the prisha is only by the kohen hasoyrif, then it's a little bit difficult to understand what the significance of the Mizrach. Maybe the Efshe, the Chaylik of Tzofoyna, maybe the Halacha, which is the Ge'er Chatosi for all the Kehenim. Oh, but the Indian of Mizrach was that the Hazor should be Kenegav the Pesach Oyal Moed. If it's only the Kohen HaSeirif who was there for him, that message was not really relevant. He wasn't one the one who was going to do the Hazor. Yeah, good. Nice Chish. And not the Menachas Chiluch HaZeh. Gishmak, all the Kohenim which were Isim. So each one of them had a different part of this. To, which was Negev Avodah. And the fact is, it was a part of the group of Kohen, it was part of the Avodah which was going to be done collectively. But it's an interesting shayla.
Isn't the other way around as well? I mean, once it's got to be Mizrach, so you've got to be facing the.
Yeah, this wasn't where it was done.
So where's north?
This wasn't where it was done. It was the Lishka in the Yachas Ta'azorah will have this position to remind you if it was resemblance. It's not where the Chelek Eva was. It was just in order to remind ourselves about what this Avodah was connected, was related to. Yeah, Zodah Gemara Vaita, my Bira, what is this Mokim HaBira? State of the, it was a Lishka of Tzofonis Mizrachis, Bira, almost Bira, Omar Rabbah, Omar Chon, Omar Rabbah, Omar Rabbah, Omar Rabbah, Omar Rabbah, ובירה שבוע ולשלוח שם הכל המקדש כולוי קורא בירה שנאמה הבירה שהכנוסי. It seems that the Machlokes of Eichon Ishlokish Taka, where this Lishka was, where there was some place, Bechlal, anywhere on the Harabais, that means so long as it was Tzofonis and Zrochis, but it could have been, it wasn't necessarily in the Migdosh, and according to Ishlokish, it seems to be that it was actually in the Migdosh, and not just on the Harabais. That's what it seems from the simple Pshat in the Gemara. And the Maisis move off from the Rishonim, now that's not technically the way to understand. There is a Machlokes actually where it was. It seems that the Rishonim understand this Machlokes a little bit differently. That Rish Lakish means Migdash means any way of Mokim HaMigdash. It doesn't necessarily mean it means Taka in the Mokim of which is Niskadosh by Azor. Yeah, not clear exactly from Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish where about this may have been. Although, as they keep shooting, it seems from them to be, they seem to be arguing as to whether it was Bahar HaBayis or whether it was the Mokim HaMigdash. Yeah. Zod Rashi. That Rashi Saka seems to be saying that it wasn't necessarily the place that he was going to be the Tzafon Mizrochis. No, it was in order to remind him that he was being Oisik with something which was done. But Tzafon Mizrochis, that's what it means. It's not necessarily telling him about what needed to be done. That's the response of Rashi. Rashi says, "Ladas shehuf rasham kidei lehatel al avodas pora akriya chatas tuna mizroch." That was the heading of this avodah, but not necessarily relating to avodas akoyed. Akoyed may have just been the seiruf, but the seiruf needed to know that he was dealing with something which was done, but tafeinu mizroch. Zei mash. Habir hashayach inoisi hashayach zimanti lo mokim goyren aroyna levnoisa. This was goyren aroyna that David Amalech bought. The David kamele lehaykra the divrayom. Yeah. Al Kapon. So the Gemara writes us a mina and a mili. Now we're getting to the discussion in the Gemara. From where is this din of Prisha of the Kohen Gadol and who are din Prisha of the Kohen Asiruf of the Poro? Where is this din source? Where's the Makori for this halacha? Mina and a mili. Where's it come from? So Rashi. Mina and a mili deboi Prisha la Yema Kippurim ula Poro. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Poro, two similar Mishnahs about the Inyan of Prisha, and the Shaila is where is this? But what's this based on? Very, very interesting makor. There's a posel kasha osa bayim hazeh. Tziva Hashem lasis nachapra aleichem lasis. What does it refer to? So there's a posel at the end of Tzav. After the Torah describes the whole process of the seder of the miluim, all the parts of the avodas that needed to be done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the seventh day of the Miluim and the day of Hakamas of Mishkan, at the time when the Mishkan was inaugurated for the first time. So there was a whole Seder Avodah that Moshe needed to do, etc. And then the Pesukim say the following. These following Pesukim are the Hakdama, the basis for the next few daf in the Gemara. Besides for all the Seder Avodah that each one individually needed to do, Pesach Yomin, Ad that's for 7 days you were not allowed to leave. You had to be a Pesach, you had to be stood, or Akaponim station, let's say. You needed to stay at the Pesach Oyehel Moyed for 7 days. That's where your address needed to be. That was in preparation for the dinner of the Miluim. That was in preparation for Yom HaShmini, for the day that they were going to begin doing Avodah Yom HaShmini. This is the Aaron of Onov, those who were going to then become inaugurated to do the Avodah. A very interesting din, a din that we don't necessarily aware of till we learn the Yom HaDaf based on the Dal of this Pasuk. And it was a din that they needed to be positioned and prepared, stationed, B'Pesach Oyel Moed for 7 days. Ad Melois Yimei Miluichem, until the 7 days of Miluim had finished. Kishivas Yomim Yimali Es Yedchem, because those 7 days of preparation that needed to be done. Fine. That is the seer, more or less, of this Seder. Then it says, Kasha Osa Bayom Hazeh, a very interesting pasuk. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Kasha Osa Adi had done Bayom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasis Lachapra Aleichem. The emphasis, as the push the pshat in this pasuk, that doesn't seem to be very difficult to add up. I'm not sure what the push the pshat is even. Kasha Osa Bayom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem lasis lachapar aleichem, as was done on this day, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to do lachapar aleichem, to bring kapara to Klal Yisrael. For when, for who, for what? What's the kasha tziva referred to? And then the sister Rashi often plants in the part of the pasuk, which Pasha Prat means Tiva Hashem Lasa is called Shiva Sayomim, as he had done on one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded to do for all 7 days, maybe that's the Pasha Prat. I'm not sure. But Rashi in the Pasuk Taka brings our Gemara. And our Gemara says the following. What this is telling us is that this din that the Pasuk told us has been mechadish to us by the Miluim, that you needed to be stationed, designated 7 days in advance of the Yom HaMiluim, needs to be done. Tzivah Hashem Lasis Lachapar Aleichem. What does the Lasis Lachapar Aleichem refer to? Zot the Gemara Azoi. Kasha Osa Bayim Azeh, Tzivah Hashem Lasis Lachapar Aleichem. Lasis Eilu Masay Poro, Lachapar Eilu Masay Yom HaKippurim. As this, the Pesach Oyel Moed Leitzetsu Shivas Yomim, 7 days, the designation that a person needs in preparation for waiting to do the Avodah, you needed to wait, you needed to do Lasis, which is the Mea Poro, Lachapar Aleichem is Yom HaKippurim. Zot Rashi. Minoa the minute the boy preached Yom HaKippurim Leporo. Kasha also be miluim, shetziva oizom lifresh, me besam zayin yom shenema, u me pesach oyom boi teshvu, u me pesach oyom boi teshvu, yoyim on vanaylo, yeah, that's got the next posuk also, u vashmini ovdu, and on the seventh day they did avoyda shenema, vayi vayi mashmini kore, etc. Uxiv kralam esbeach, kasha tziva nasis, the doiris lifresh zayin, lifnei avoydas yom echot. Just like, for the avoyda of yom echot, this is actually very interesting, this word of yom echot, but we'll see that in the Hemshach Gemara. Just like for the eighth day when they started to do Avodah, they needed 7 days of Prisha, the Pesach Hayol Moed, so too needed to be done for the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, that's Lachaper, and Lasos, which is Poro. Just to understand Kipshuto, why does Lasos refer to Poro? Lachaper, for statement, is Yom Kippur, and the Gemara goes on to discuss the various suggestions about what it may mean. But Lasos means Pashtos, where there was a mitzvah to do something, but the mitzvah was just Asiyah. Most of the mitzvahs, other mitzvahs, involves a kapora, etc. By Efer Poro, the mitzvah was just the preparation of the Efer Poro. That's all it was. The avodah was the asiyah, prepared the Efer Poro, which is the mitzvah before the Atzmai. They didn't actually go on to do anything necessarily with it at the time. It was a process which referred just to the asiyah ba'alma, and not necessarily to any use, or to any tikkun with this maisa, other than the preparation. So alas, this means the preparation of Poro. The Gemara goes on to discuss other suggestions of what it means, but Azayit Pashtas, Lasis is Efer Poro, and Lachaper is Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara goes on to suggest that maybe the whole thing, oh, Lasis, Lachaper, maybe all one thing, Balte. So the Gemara Azayit. Al Kaponim, Lasis is Eilu Maisei Poro, Lachaper is Maisei Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara Azayit. Bishle Mikula Krobe Poro, let me take him, because Lachaper exists. The Poro, Lav Bas Kaporahi, Poro is not doing anything Lachaper. At least not directly. There are droshes of Chazal, as Poro Aduma, as Lachaper al Cheto Eger, the various inyonim that there are in the Maisa Kapora. But in the simple achievement of the Maisa of preparing the Poro, there's no Kapora involved in preparing the Efa Poro. There may be a Latai, but certainly no Kapora. So when it says Lasis Lachaper Aleichem, it can't refer only to Maisa Poro, because Lachaper, Nishkem Poro, is not an Esek of Kapora Bechlam. Ela'ema kulak rabbi yevakipurim tziv. Mechatesa, which is then lasis lachaper, is two separate things. Lasis lachaper leisav kasha tzivo, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded you to do for the Shiva Simei Miluim. Tzivo, lasis lachaper, which is Yom Kippur. All one avodah. Where is not necessarily two separate avodahs to be understood from this pasuk. Amri is of the Gemara Zoi. Yalef, tzivo, ksiv ocho, tzivo Hashem lasis. Uksiv, hosav, zoiz chukas atoira, asha tzivo Hashem leimo. There's a Tziva Hashem Lasis, which is Meramas for another pasuk of Tzivo, Mala Halam Poro, Afkam Poro. Mamela, it's the Zero Shobok, Tzivo Tzivo, which gives us to understand that it's not only Yom Kippur, there's also an inference in this pasuk to the Seid of Kapo. Uma Kam Prisha, just like over here there was Prisha, Afla Halam Prisha, Dot Nezech Given Prisha. Bederch Agav, it's just interesting to note that the priesthood that there was by Miluim is Pesach Oyel Moed, which was B'mokim HaMikdash, that's where they needed to be. If you were to take that literally, that priesthood, that Lachayr were to tell us that both the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Asoyrev would needed to be Oyel Moed. Hagamas, it seems to be a shayla in the Gemara, was it Oyel Moed or not Oyel Moed? Certainly a shayla in Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, whether it needed to be Oyel Moed or the Nish. So the shaila is to which degree we're supposed to understand that the context of the preacher was the same. You need preacher, but not necessarily the same kind of a preacher. Akabonim, that's just the horror. Perhaps we'll get back when we finish the sugya to see what the dine preacher of each one may have been. Ve'emim. So the Gemara gets right also. So divided, the Gemara is trying to understand what this pasuk of Tziva Hashem Lasos Lechaper refers to. So the Tziva refers to Parah. Lechaper refers to Yom Kippur. So we've got two different Seid Avedas for which we're supposed to understand there's a Din Prisha. Ve'emim, Tziva, Tziva, Yom Kippurim. In Tziva there's also, in Yom Kippurim there's also a Lashon of Tziva. Tziva Yas, Kasha, Tziva Hashem as Moshe. The end of the parsha of Acharimus, when he was told the Seder of what he was to do, is Vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. So, before we get to see the Hemshech, I'd just like to share with you a very interesting Gemara. The Shadow of Doch Kabi Azoi, if the Tziva refers to Yom Kippurim, so Tosis already Moir, Tosis Freit the Kasher, so we've got a lot of words referring to the same thing. Lechaper Aleichem Shtetch in Yom Kippurim. Tziva Lasis, Lechaper Aleichem is all Yom Kippurim, it's not all Yom Kippurim. L'chayre, it's not necessary, the whole Tziva Lasa is spared. L'chaper Aleichem, Gendi. In Toi Belishtim, Kein Kol, Ani Kroi Lomali, Tziva Lasa, L'chaper, what's that? Because if you'll vet it, it all means Yom Kippur. L'chaper Aleichem tells me Yom Kippur. Tziva Lasa, L'chaper Aleichem is Al Yom Kippur. It's a little bit strange, a little bit interesting. So I want to share with you just a very interesting discussion of the Rashash in this Gemara. It's interesting, but which what he uses to try and triumph the Kasha of Tosfos. But more interesting is the discussion, is the point that he raises, which is the discussion that I'm seeing amongst Kama Achronim. We know, you may be aware, that there's a chiddush of the quoted B'Shem Nagon, the Chochma Soldom brings it, which is based on a medrash in various places. Now they want to suggest a very, very interesting chiddush in the Parsha of Achronimus. So say it's famous B'Shem Nagon, and it is also quoted, you'll see the Zoshash brings it from other places as well. And in a word, what they say is the following. When the Torah says "Bezos Yovei Aaron al Hakodesh," describing the designated specific korbanos, I need the power with the soyer, etc., to be matter him to come al Hakodesh. So kipshuta we understand al Bezos kibat mufurish b'divrei Rashi that this Bezos Yovei Aaron al Hakodesh wasn't just a general kind of a seder of avoda, which needed to be done whenever he were to want to come to the Kodesh. Avadanish. Avada Aaron's din to be allowed to come on HaKodesh, which means the Kodesh Kadoshim was only on Yom HaKippurim. But on Yom HaKippurim, when he had a din to come on HaKodesh, so Bezos Yovel on HaKodesh, on the din of Yom Kippur, when he had to come, this is the way he needs, this is what he needs to do, to enable him to do that Avada HaKodesh, which needs to be done. But Avada the Pashtus is that Bezos Yovel on HaKodesh is on Yom Kippur, exclusively only. And I think Rashi says that beforeish a number of times in the Parasha. Bezos Yovel Aaron va'afzu loy b'choleis. Kodesh is not a general heter that this is the process to be able to enable him to come into the Kodesh Kadoshim. A number of times in this parsha, it's Yodua the Gon of Gezot Mishnah Zayin Chachmasodah Mefurish Hashem Nagon, and the Rashash brings it from various other materials in Chazal to understand the parsha differently. A big chiddush that the din of Bezos Yovei Aaron Hakodesh tells us. That this process, this particular procedure, were to allow Aaron to the Kodesh, come into the Kodesh Kodoshim whenever he wanted. There was a chiyuv to do this Seder Aveda on Yom HaKippurim. This was a Seder that needed to be done for Kapores Yom HaKippurim. But the heter to come to the Kodesh Kodoshim was not exclusive only in Yom Kippur, but rather the Zeus Yom HaKodesh was a din that through this Seder of Seder Kapora, Seder Tikkun, with these particular combination of korbanos, he to be allowed to come any time. I'm worried to chiddush. As I stay in the gong, as I do it for various before.
There's no avodah, is there?
Sorry?
There's no avodah to do.
If you were to do this, you would take a power and take a soul. You could do this same avodah as well.
On any day of the week.
On any day of the week, any day of the year. This chalokim of it. Like upon the zayzi of Aaron, which you need to dishna, see him in the power, etc. It's a big chiddush, and this could be done any time. But as I stay in the gong, and the shash brings it even from Midrash.
Even though the kabbalists were killed the kabbalists, the word.
So, I mean, that's subject to understanding. It's karbonas which needed to be Yom Kippur, be brought on Yom Kippur. There were karbonas which the kapor of Yom Kippur required, but they weren't necessarily karbonas which only related, it really related to Avodah Kodesh Kadoshim. That's really what it was. Kodesh Kadoshim had a certain procedure which allowed you to come into the Kodesh Kadoshim. And that which may have been done any time of the year, that's what we needed for the ticket of Yom Kippur. Avada is a great chiddush, no question about it. But it's a chiddush, I think, which you may have been made aware of. It's a chiddush which is famously quoted by Shem Degon. It's found in Chochmas Masodom, and as the Rashash brings other makaris. Now the Rashash has a discussion. If so, If we were to understand this inyan, that Bezos Yomer Aaron HaKodesh, that these Seder of Korbonus were to allow Aaron to come into the Kodesh whenever he would choose to do so, the Shaila is, would that also require the Zayin Yemei Prisha if we were to come any time? There's a discussion amongst the Mefarshim Bemos. And the Mefarshim have a Shaila. What was the Nakuda of this Prisha? Was it because of the Kapur of Yom HaKippurim? Or was it the fact that it's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Klemen HaShayla? What chedek of this, what element of this, of the Prisha that we're learning from this parasha, required the din of Prisha? Was it that Avodas Yom HaKippurim, or was it the Likolet Lefnayim Lefim HaShayla Shayla? Zot the Rashash.
Would you have gone
in
with
the Miluim? Sorry? No, I'm not talking about why he had to go. We couldn't go to Flavim. The
Miluim event in
Kosher. No, other Nish. No, they came on this.
They're learning from.
We learn from the Elohim that you need to have Prisha on two occasions. Kapora and Yom HaKippurim. The Shaila is, what was about Yom Kippur that it needed? Was it the Kapora's Yom HaKippurim? So if you do the Avodah any other day of the week, wouldn't need Prisha? Or was it the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Kodesh HaKadoshim, that form Prisha besides the Kapora. But then from the Elohim, you need Prisha. L'chaper Aleichem. Which element of this was it that Machayev Prisha? Was it the Avodah Yom HaKippurim? Or was it the Seder of Avodah? Zot the Rashash, that he wants to understand that this is Gufa. In fact, just before we get there, I'd just like to tell you an interesting taish that he brings. That's already the taish that I think of the Gaon and the Chokhmah Sodom. And the Pa'ed of the Parsha states, Vayas, Vahoysa zoys lochem luchuk ha-soylem lochapra b'nei Yisrael mikol chatoysom achas b'shono, Vayas kashatzim Hashem es Moshe. What does that mean? Was Vayas? He was told that this is needed on Yom Kippur. When did he do it? So Rashi again says, Vayas, Kishigir Yom HaKippurim also kasei da'azeh. Not when he was given the instruction. Kishigir Yom HaKippurim. Or now, Zot the Chokhmah Sodom, Zot name. Vayas means he did it there and then. He was given this opportunity. The Rashash means in Al-Gimot. Zot the Rashash. That was the Taish of Vayas. He could have been Nochdim, Pirushim, Midroshim, Gon, Chokhmah Sodom, and the Midroshim that I brought, that Bezosi of Aaron, could have been any time. Vayas, maybe, now that's Poshet, that was Rashi's track, a bit of a Deicha, Vayas, when it was Yom Kippur. Al-Kaponim, so the Rashash wants to declare, Dazoi, that the our Gemara of Emes refers to both Chalokim of this Avodah of the Seder in the Parash of Acharimus. Both, that means to say, Azoi, when the Gemara suggests the Eivah Tziva the Yom HaKippurim, the Chsiv Vayas, Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe. So what he's suggesting is, what the Gemara tells us, Frank HaKasha. Ashtei Shalachapar Aleichem. We know that Avodah Yom HaKippurim is Mechayim already the Prisha. So what's the Pasuk telling us again? Ve'ema, that this say that Avodah Tziva Lassus is also Mechayim. So the Rashash, the Pshat of the Gemara is no. The Gemara is making the suggestion that not just is the Avodah of Kapor of Yom HaKippurim Mechayim, but maybe whenever he were to go in the Migdosh and bring the Seder Kabbalahs, that would also be Mechayev the Prisha. So this Pasuk is referring to the Seder Avodah Kabbalahs on two different Eifanim. One is Mitzad the Din of Yom Kippur, and one is the Tzad whenever he were to go in the Migdosh. And that's what the Gemara is suggesting that this Pasuk means. It's a very interesting kind of a touch in the Gemara. But what Be'ikah wanted to point out from the Rashash is a very interesting Nidan about the Prisha of this, the Kohen Gadol, to go into the Lifnai v'Lifnim, if Kedivre Agon and Chachma Saltim, as they, others, whether the priest attack and met their Kabbalahs or whether
that
gave him.
Would they have all the same
dinner? Sorry?
Would you have to do a big day lava?
Yeah, sure, they'd have to do it exactly as it is.
Exactly as it is.
That's the same, you can't go Lifnai v'Lifnim, I think, I assume, you can't go to, I imagine so. Oh, but when it needs preachers, the Rashash suggests that's good for the Tisefis that the Gemara is suggesting when the Gemara wants to be Moisif in the Tziva or the preacher besides the Yom Kippur. The Gemara seems to be making a suggestion for which we don't need so many psukim. So then the extra seder of Avodah of Knisa, if you could do it any time. Good. Okay, so let's move on a bit in the sukkis. So the Gemara is telling us, in other words, that the tziva, back to the context of the sukkia. The Gemara says the reason why we're learning tziva to refer to poro and not merely Yom Kippur, is because Tzivo steht by Poro, so it's Kukas HaTorah She Tzivo, and steht nicht by Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, no, there is a Tzivo by Yom Kippur as well, by Yaskar She Tzivo, so the whole thing could be Yom Kippur. Let's understand Kipshuta, by Yaskar She Tzivo, Lassus HaChaper is all about this Yom Kippur and Kipshuta. So the Gemara, no, Don in Tzivo de Lefnei Asiya, mit Tzivo de Lefnei Asiya, vein Don in Tzivo de Lacha Asiya, mit Tzivo de Lefnei Asiya. By the Yom HaMiluim steht, Kasha Tzivo, so it's, sorry, the Miluim steht, Kasha also by Yom HaZeh, Tziva Hashem Lassus. So there, the tzivah lasi, the tzivah is before the asir. When Azayi Shnei Bazayi Skukas Asayir Hashem, tzivah Hashem, leimur, as the Torah continues. However, by Yom Kippur state, vayas kasha tzivah, the asir is mentioned before the tzivah. So the position of the word tzivah in the pasuk is not exactly the same. By Yom Kippur, the tzivah is after the asir, and by Milim, it's koidim asir, so we rather compare it to a tzivah where it's koidim asir, the hainu chukas atayim. The ain dov in tzivah, the lach asir, in tzivah, the lefnei asir. But the Gemara, the ema, tzivah de karbonus, the chsiv, the yoyim tzavoysoi, es b'nei Yisrael. There's another pasuk which state that by all karbonus collectively are all referred to as the pasuk in the Torah, which tells us Vayom Tzavoyisai, which refers to the Seder of all the Seder Korbanos in Vayikra. Vayom Tzavoyisai. That's the din of the command of, that was given to all the Korbanos. And maybe what? What's the Gemara suggesting now? That maybe the Tziva Hashem Lasais, in which we're learning Prisha from the Miluim, is nothing to do with Pora, but another context of Tziva. There are other contexts where we can find Tziva, and that's all Korbanos. But Yom Tzavoyisai, and the pasuk which refers to the state of all korbanos. Zog Rashi, let's see the top Rashi. The Eva Tzavoy the korbanos, lehatzrich kol koyin ha'ovid b'migdash prisha lekorbanos tzibu. Zog Rashi, the suggestion that Rashi is Gemara is presenting is the following. Maybe every koyin who comes tzibu lasis, who does any avodah divine, let's consider avodah tzibu, which we'll get to see about in the discussion in the Gemara. Any kohen which comes to the avodah mikdash requires prisha, which is learned from the pasuk of kasha tzivo, kasha also b'yom hazeh kein tzivo lasis. Like any b'yom tzavos, they find the pasuk of tzivo in the Torah, which is parallel to this tzivo, and it doesn't necessarily need to be a parah. It can be any seder of korbanos. The tziv b'yom tzavos es b'nei Yisrael. It's not the Gemara. No, it's not a correct parallel in the alfuzah of tzivo, which were to mean b'etzem that any kohen who were to present himself for avodah. Avodas Korbanos Tzibur. There's a reason why Rashi says Korbanos Tzibur. Perhaps we'll bear this in mind. Abal Koponim, we're to require Prisha Zayin Yomim before you can go and do any Sayyarish Chodesh or any Tomid or any Shabbos Dikah Korbanos. So the Gemara, no, we can't accept that Taichin Tzibur, Favos. Donin Tzibur Mitzibur, Vein Dino Tzavoyse Mitzibur. It's not the same words. Tzibur, Tzibur, Chukas HaTorah is Tzibur, Yom Kippur, Tzibur. Oh, but Tzavoyse and Tzibur is not exactly the same words. So the Gemara reminds us, "Kemina va'otana de Rabbi Shmuel v'shava koyin ba'a koyin zui shiva zui bia." The Rabbi Shmuel told us that we can even compare different words if the understanding is similar. Whenever there's a similar word, we can compare the context of each other shiva and bia. One is talking about doing the chalitza sa'avonim after 7 days of tzaras, and the other state that if the koyin comes and sees it that it spreads v'cholas all the avonim. And after the apostle says, Zubo, after the second 7 days, and he doesn't tell us exactly what he does, and Rabbi Shmuel says, we compare Zui Shiva Zui Abia, there's similar ideas, similar context, and I mean, also the thing will be that if Posa Nega, after the second days, you'll also be Chodesh Avonah. Agamas is not technically the same word. There's a famous memory of Rabbi Shmuel telling us that we can compare parashias if the words are similar, if the ideas are similar. So what's this Sivam Mitzavoyso, if I say right? Yes, I don't know if it's a Gezerah Shavah, can know you if it's a Binyarav, I'm not sure exactly.
No, I think it means they knew there was a
Gezerah
Shavah, see the seal, but they didn't know where to
apply. Yeah, maybe. Zod Rashi, Zod Shiva, Zod Bia, Lodden Gezerah Shavah, Zeh mi Zeh, Ma Shiva Choylitz v'Koytze v'Toch, Af Bia Choylitz v'Koytze v'Toch. Zod the Gemara, that's true. Hane mila heiched elek and the domile. Aval heiched elek and the domile, mi the domile yalfino. Zod the Gemara, it's true. That you can compare the Shavu Ba'a Kohen, we don't know exactly what the din of a Ba'a is. So the Shavu Kohen and Ba'a Kohen are similar to each other. You can compare the similar context of the Psukim and compare from each other. But that's if there's nothing which is more similar, which is exactly the same as what it may be. So Tziva from Tzavoysoi. The Tziva Miluim to Tzavoysoi of regular Karbonis is not exactly the same word. Because we can find a case of Tziva which is exactly the same word by Eifa Pora. So we rather decide that the kasha also by Yom Hazeh, kein tzivah Hashem lasa, is tzivah of the miluim of prisha of 7 days, is compared to tzivah of pora, because it's both a tzivah of acha asiyah, and it's a tzivah not tzavoysoi, but maybe that's the closest to the simple word tzivah in the context of the way it is by miluim, and therefore efer pora is the word that's included from tzivah. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss the Tzvaita Chilik. So we've sorted out one Chilik, the Shivas Yomim of the Kohen Asirif, Kohen, his Srefus Aporo, from Kasha also Ketziva, Tziva refers to Zeus, because I'll tell you, Tziva Hashem. That's the closest limit from that parasha, so the Zen you may appreciate for the Kohen.
Why do you need glasses?
Sorry? No, it's lasses.
You really
need to see the Tziva. Yeah, Tziva, Tziva, without lasses, it didn't work. Tziva Lachapa, if it were just Tziva Lachapa, I don't know if that would be... adequate. The lasses is refers to evaporo rather than lasses could have been karbonos. Lasses could have been yom kippur. The tziva lasses is that chelik of the puzzle refers to evaporo. The chaper is the chelik of yom kippurim, which is negeh for us in our masechta. Zot the gemara yet weiter azoy. The chaper elu ma'ase yom kippurim. Kein shivasem lasses the chaper aleichem. The lachaper refers to avodas yom kippurim. Zot the gemara. Now the gemara is going to come question that. Lechaper can be any state of lots of korbanos. It's not only avodas yom kippurim, which is avodah of kapara. Can be a lot of avodas. Can involve various things. And the Gemara goes on to a very, very interesting tour around various regolim and various manim. Each one of them is very interesting in its own right as to what else the word lechaper alechem can refer to. So the Gemara lechaper elu ma'ase yom kippurim ve'ema kapara de korbanos. So the Gemara ve'ela maybe this kapara is a kapara of korbanos. Does Rabbi say perhaps? Just I want to be moisef just for the rochaga mashenah zach from svasamis before we get to involve to see all the various suggestions of the Gemara. In Gemara shteit hazoy the sefer shel dovo, or at least at this stage in the Gemara, the din preacher of the kohen gadol of 7 days, and who are din the din preacher of the kohen aseret by efapora, is learned from the miluim. He says the svasamis just has a very interesting nekuda. And that's the following. This thing that the Kohen needs to be 7 days in Lishkas Parhedrin, was he allowed to go out on occasion, or was it a place where he had to be the ganze Zeit? So Muzayim the ganze Zeit, so to make that way again. Was he allowed to be there? Was he allowed to move, to distance himself? On occasion, of course, he needed to go to a Brit. So he can't gain on the Nishkas, so Muzayim got the ganze Zeit. Was that exclusive? Oh, that needed to be his address, but it didn't mean that he couldn't go. Even if Prisha is back, and the shayla is what the din is, the din of Prisha is, or even the din of Chatzila, is it mechayev to be there the whole time? It's just an interesting oros for semes. Those for semes are zoi. This din Prisha is learnt, as we know from the miluim. Oh, that's 100% correct, because the post says yom v'layla. Now the din of yom v'layla miluim. Were you allowed to go away at all in that yom v'layla? You had to be yom v'layla, definitely so. Were you allowed to go away at all for Yom HaMalayla in that din of Yom HaMalayla on the dish? Zogda is interesting to say, the Bekiza, this is particularly interesting. Zogda is the Gemara in Sukkah, we've got it in this, has a discussion. Basikas Teshu Shivas Yomim. Is it just the days or even the nights? So Sukkah Teshu doesn't mean days, or does it include nights as well? So we all know that includes the nights as well. From where do we learn from that Sukkah Teshu is also the nights? So the Gemara says, "B'sofer shel dovo." You know where we learn it from? We learn it from this pasuk of miluim. This pasuk, the author says, "Mala halom yomim afilu leilos," because it says before it's in the pasuk. Say eichet pesach ayabed teishvu yomim v'layla. Before it's in the pasuk, so we learn the teishvu of basukas teishvu shechas yomim from the teishvu of shteit by miluim. Azevi dot is yom v'layla. This also yom v'layla. Azevi black the maskon of the Gemara. The Gemara says the maskon that we learn from Miluim. Ma teishu nema b'miluim. Teishu ma alon yom afilu leis. Afkan yom afilu leis. This is the Gemara. So the Gishmak is ach. So if the Gemara learns the teishu of Sukkot from the teishu of Miluim, then we can do fakir also. Well, so the Azevi the teishu of Sukkot teishu getting to duru, but it doesn't mean you're not allowed to go out your Sukkot. The Kohen wants to go to a minyan. A Kohen gets a minyan. So the Azevi, it's very interesting to cover the idea of this Tzvasam. So the Azevi, the Chirinei, the Mitzvah, Kmoi Mitzvah, Zayin Yom Teishu Besukos. The Afal Gav, the Amrina, Teishu Again to Duru, Mikol Mokim, Dova Arai, Mutil Asis, Chutz Besukos. For us, the Besukos, Alfino, Mal, is the Teishu, with Teishu, with Miluim. So the Mestaber is, as a Vila Psariskin, if a Dova Arai, Kenzan, I can't raise it. And with that, just this, bearing this Aura in mind, we'll see later on, if I put the Shadow Toys in Davov, etc. But Akaponim, all I mean to say is that the Sfasemes finds an interesting, in this Yalfuzu from Miluim, he finds it as an interesting kind of a mockery to be done as to whether this was exclusive to be all 7 days, or the Efshe Miluim Alein is Efshe Nishkevin. Hagamas Pashtas, Pesach Ha'emoed, Loisek, so it mashma that you couldn't go away, the Chlal, Otter Hashayla, whether that's similar to Sukkah or not. Al-Kaponim, back to Al-Gemorah. So Al-Gemorah decided that the din of Yom Kippur is learned from me. Learn L'chapar Aleichem, correct the Gemorah. Who says L'chapar Aleichem means Yom Kippur? Ve'im kaporet the karbonis. That's what the Rashi has. The Gemorah say regular karbonis that a person were to bring was the chichach kaporet. Was that kaporet was only Yom Kippur? Regular karbonis was also L'chapar Tzivil Asin. L'chapar Aleichem could be any karbonis. So Rashi over here says an interesting tzach. Kigoin karbonis yochid. The sibba and the cham and the koyim is v'chipa la'akoyim. Every time the Torah talks about kapora of karbonos that you were to bring, the main declared the Gemara that it was every regular korban yochid that was to brought was be included in the chapa leichem.
Rashi says a pre-shiv 7 days, the new enechot for the one day. So the Gemara says,
the svara that you're mentioning does come in the Gemara. At this stage of the Gemara doesn't need to come on to the Mamash, the Kavua's Mam, which is what you're saying. Well, Lama's never stayed on the Gemara. The Eim of Kabon and the Kabonis, all these ideas that you suggested, all the Gemara places them all in the Hemshech, in one context or another. But let's see the how the Gemara handles this shape. So the Gemara, the Eim of Kabon and the Kabonis, so the Gemara, very interesting to Zach, Mi Adin and Hei Kain Misrami Jaboyle Prisha. So how are you going to know who is going to do it? How are you going to know which Kain is going to end up being the one who's going to do the Avodah of this Korban? So the Gemara, no, so what? Alom Eloi, Niboy Le Prisha, Lekuna Mishmeres Beis Av. Whoever Beis Av is going to be on call, whichever time is going to be part of the rota, there were 24 Mishmeres, as we know, whichever Mishmer was going to be available on any one particular day, Dafa Machan Shprisha Zayin Yomim, and from them we'll decide which Kohen is going to be. Because we don't know which particular Kohen is going to be, Mamele Dos Asib Of Nish, very interesting suggestion. Whoever's available on call, whoever's telling us to do avoid at any one particular time, needs prisha, because we don't know which specific kohen, that's not a reason to suggest that the chaper korbin avodas hakorbanos. Not Rashi. Yes, so Rashi says, korbanos is talking about korbanos yochid. And the emphasis is that achronim, many of them discuss, I think Rashi over here and to Re'evin, and many want to know, why is Rashi saying that we're talking dafka about korbanos yochid over here? Why would we not be talking about also Korbanos Tzibur? Why can we not say we're talking about Korbanos Tzibur? Yeah, so we'll bear that in mind, but I just want to see the next Rashi in brief because it's already late. Mi Yodinon Hei Misrami. So Rashi, I don't know which Kohen is going to be the one who's going to get the job. V'haloi Ali Dei Pius Ho Yehuvdim Kamrin Lakamon. The Kohen was only chosen through a pious. As you know, there was a regular daily pious to choose the Kohen who was going to do the Avodah. And therefore we can't know now who is the Kohen who's going to be the one to do any one particular Maisa Avodah. So how can we go and designate him to do Prisha? So the Gemara, that doesn't bother us. Everyone of Beis Av, whoever wants to be part of the pious, whoever wants to be included in the opportunity to be voted in or to be chosen, should do Prisha. That's not a problem.
And the
friend of Chaim HaGavalti Gekasha. The pious, the Chaira, and as always, Kimat Mefurish and Daf Pavov on the face. That the Seder of Pius wasn't done for Karbonos Yochid. The Pius was only done for all the Seder of Karbonos with the Torahs and Akrobos in Urim and the Seder of Karbon Atomic Shumas Adesha. That for Karbonos Yochid, which abroad there was no Pius, and the emphasis of Mefurish Mishnah. In Mishnah states as the last line states, Bamed Vorim Amurim, the last line in Mishnah for Vavam at Base, the end of the Mishnah, there talks about how many people were involved, the Karbonos Tzibur. Ava Karbon Yochid im Rotsa Lahakriv Makriv. A korban yochid, if you want it to be makriv, and if you have a look, Rabbi Yisrael, in the bottom line on Rashi Chavov on the base, imrot zol hakriv koyin yochid as hakoylu below pious. There was no pious by korban yochid. There's a very simple Rashi and Dogelein we're talking about over here about korban as yochid, and Rashi says, oh, but we don't know which koyin is going to do it because we don't know how it's going to fall with the pious. On Allah chenim, was Allah fregen. That's this hagor that we've got on the side of our Gemara. The ayin shiv. If you have a look, he says, Nitha Vitzido, Yaila Kamanda Chavesa with base Barashi, Diva Kerim Rotz and Hakim Shet, there was no pious for Yochid Bechalal. The Aymash and Isham Shoma Laginyoim, there there's a discussion in the Gilead Chavova with base and a discussion amongst the Mephorishim, Vos make this Al-Kabul Yochid doesn't have a Beit Lechayrim, Kipshuto, it was done, Pashtas, the Kohen HaMakrif could himself decide who he wants to choose, not the Kohen HaMakrif, sorry, the Yochid HaMesnadav could choose which one of the base Abi could do it. So why is Rashi suggesting over here, which the Chayyus Astira Tzi and the Rashi? Rabbi said, we'll have to leave you with this Shaila Beis Hashem. Next week we'll get back to see the, how we can be Miyashiv this Inyan of Korban Yochid, and hopefully we'll move on a little bit to the sugyas of seeing the various suggestions of Chapar Alecha. You're all saying,